You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Talk to him. We're just two unapologetically black women with an opinion who talk back.
What's up, y'all? Thank you for tuning in for a new episode of We Talk Back. It's your girl AJ. And
hey, y'all, it's Tam Bam. I love y'all per usual.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I didn't really do much of nothing. I went to a charity event at the Spectrum Arena for the Boys and Girls Club, and it was like a cocktail attire mixer. It's a bunch of black folks. It was nothing but women in there, no men really. So it was a dub. I sent a little $20 to the Boys and Girls Club and got my ass on.
Damn, why the men ain't showing up? What's that about? Where they be at?
It was for every 10 women, there was one man. And the bitches had bad attitudes. I don't know what's wrong with these women sometimes.
Girl, we be fake caring about shit.
I was just trying to walk by. It was this group of women, and I was just trying to walk to the bar. And I said, excuse me. And the bitch didn't want to move.
Girl.
Like, girl, what are you trying to prove with your ugly ass? So I was like, I said, excuse me. And the hoe still didn't move. So her friend, who was standing there too, finally scooted out the way so I could get by. So then I go by and I'm like, it's always the ugly ones.
Now you trying to get damn jumped at the damn mixer.
The hell? I'm not. I was just trying to get by. I wasn't trying to start nothing. I really was just, I was polite. I was like, excuse me. It wasn't like nasty. It wasn't like move bitches because I'm coming through. It wasn't like that. Right. So why are you standing in the way on purpose? Like you're just being a bitch.
Yeah.
And we're here for the Boys and Girls Club, and this is how you behaving?
Yeah. You know, I kind of understand sometimes when people be like, black women got attitudes. We do be having attitude problems. Okay? Yeah. A black woman be the first one to damn near want to hit your ass when you just trying to cross the street. Like, niggas going to stop. White people going to stop and let you walk across. But black women, they going to zoom
so you can't walk across the street. I don't do that.
What is the problem?
I don't know.
What is the problem, y'all?
And I definitely experienced that in the gym. The white girls be rushing to tell your ass hi because, bitch, we see each other every day. But black women, can I get some eye contact so I can tell you hi, please?
I don't know what you're talking about because I don't be... Yeah, but y'all, we need to work on that. We need to be nice to each other. There's no reason. We should be each other's greatest allies.
Yeah.
So stop acting like that, ugly ass girl.
Oh, it's even worse when you see people like you went to high school with. And I actually had somebody tell me once that they didn't know if they could speak to me or not. What?
What did that mean?
I don't know. If you fucking know me, why would you walk past me and not give me some type of eye contact so I know that you see me to acknowledge me and I can say, hey, girl, or hey, dude, I ain't seen you since high school. Like,
right.
I was not a bitch in high school, a little bit, like, but not really. I'm confused why the fuck people feel like they can't talk to me.
Right.
I remember I came across this one nigga in the club. He was like, you still bougie. I approached him like, hey, so-and-so, I ain't seen you in a while. You still
people
bougie.
Be fucking crazy, man.
What, girl?
Did you think I was gonna change, nigga?
Exactly.
Bougie ghetto for life, bitch.
Because it's definitely bougie ghetto over here. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I guess you be shitting on motherfuckers in your adolescence and adulthood, y'all, and you just don't even know it.
Yeah.
But look, y'all,
I can't handle it.
It's motherfucking Gemini season. All right. Tammy can fuck with the Cancers next month. But y'all, it's Gemini season. I'm excited. Gemini season started on June 22nd. So look, your celebrity Geminis, whose birthday is this week? Bitch, Naomi Campbell kicked it off for us on the 22nd. Okay.
Crazy.
look.
Who next?
Mel B.
Crazy. Crazy Spice. Go ahead.
Oh, that bitch name is Crazy Spice. Imagine that. Okay.
No, I don't think that's her name. I think it's like Sporty or Baby or Scary.
Oh, it's Spice. Scary Spice. You're right. Same shit.
But that makes sense because crazy.
Laverne Cox.
I ain't gonna go there, but just you know.
Yo, look, I knew you was gonna laugh at that shit, bitch. I saw that rundown. I was like,
all on food look.
Yeah, but happy birthday, y'all, bitches. It's Gemini season. I'm excited. My birthday is on the 8th. I can't wait. I ain't doing shit though. Same thing I ain't do this weekend either. So don't even ask me. Nothing. Still recovering. Voice sound like shit, but we out here. So.
She lying. She gonna do something.
Yeah, I am gonna do something this weekend. I might be.
But she not gonna tell y'all what it is. She gonna come back here and be like, I didn't do nothing for my birthday. I sat in the garden with my mom.
I'm gonna start.
Girl, you a motherfucking lie.
Oh, girl, I do want to. You mentioned garden. I want to build a fairy garden. You ever seen
What's a fairy garden?
It's like, you know, you set up your little plants or whatever, and you put like little fairy houses and stuff. It's like for the fairies to come visit. You might lead them some cookies or some shit out there, like a real
Girl,
life fairy garden.
If you want to feed the ants, just say that.
It's a real life fairy garden, girl. I'm about to start tapping into this fairy magic on you hoes. Yeah.
Oh Lord, y'all. This bitch gonna build a house for Tinkerbell in the backyard.
Actually, the Twa people in Africa, like, they real small people. Like, in Greek mythology, like, they're the fairies, the Twa people. They, like, the shortest people.
Bye. What's next?
all right, so stupid internet news, y'all. Coming right up. Let's take a break.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
The twat people.
That's the real thing.
Girl, if you get your motherfucking ass, I ain't never seen no person that was the size of my finger.
They not that small, girl, but they just like shorter than the average people. Like, you know, 5 foot or less. All of them, even the men.
They ain't gonna fit in them little houses you put in your backyard.
Look, they turn into little small little fairies. Anyway, y'all, Young Thug and Gunna in fucking trouble, dog. These niggas,
yeah, they in real trouble.
Yeah, so Young Thug is coming up for his second bond hearing on June 2nd. He was denied the first time. Gunna was just denied, and they're saying they set a trial for him for January 23rd. Like, I think we mentioned this.
2023.
Yeah, sorry. January 2023. That shit is fucking ludicrous. But I do think.
Next year.
Yes.
Ain't no music this summer from Gunna Thug.
They better have some.
Unless they can do, like, off of, what's that show? Empire, where Lucius was making songs.
From jail?
He made a whole album from for the prison.
Niggas be doing that shit.
That shit would be fire.
I'm pretty sure they got a little something in their catalog they haven't released yet.
They can release.
Mm-hmm. It's a sad
Damn,
state of affairs.
I hate it for them.
Me too. And you know, all my conspiracy theory shit now. Y'all saw a couple months ago for Young Thug's birthday, his manager gifted him like I don't know how many acres of land. And that nigga was talking about building a community on this land. I don't know. I mean, maybe they don't want niggas building communities and civilizations around this bitch. I just don't know. Okay? But I feel bad for them. But I really also know that niggas really be thinking they Scarface out here. Like, Scarface, the movie, got niggas' head fucked up. You really, they really get the check and still want to be, like, the mob boss. Are y'all dumb? I can imagine them ordering little niggas around to do little dirty shit in the city. I can imagine that. Because they still want, like, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You got the check now. Ain't that what it was for?
When I was in my 20s, I felt like the rappers just rap. They didn't live the life that they rapped about. They were just entertainers. These niggas is really doing the shit they rapping about. Which I don't understand, because why you putting it in a song? Like, you're just giving them people a case.
Yeah, they ain't got to do no work.
They ain't
work.
Even got to work for it no more. Nope. All they got to do is listen to your album, and now they know everything you did. Yep.
Now, they lucky the feds hasn't picked it up. It's state charges still, right? So I know for a fact that the state want money, okay? The feds want information. So they might be able to pay their way out of this shit. They might come out broke as fuck on the other end. But they may be able to pay their way out of this. They gotta take, I feel like more people should take shit to trial and stop taking plea bargains with these white folks. A lot of times when they be offering them pleas, sometimes they don't even have nothing on your ass. You just scared not knowing what they got. And you,
but I done seen niggas like, I'm gonna take the trial instead of taking that plea, and now they sitting down for double the time they would have if they took the plea bargain.
They say when the feds come for you, the feds really have cases, right? They know what they talk about. I know at least 5 niggas who took conspiracy charges to trial, and them niggas beat the charges. So get a good lawyer. These niggas got the money for it, and we talk about state charges. Maybe they can't. I don't know. I feel bad for them, but I know stupid niggas like them in real life. Like,
I do feel bad for them. And I know stupid niggas like that too. I be watching them on social media, posting their little life away.
Girl, you knew one in real life that you tried to fucking pre-warn, remember?
Y'all, it was this nigga, and I was like, look, I'm telling you, my nigga, you doing too much. I was like, he passed me the weed. I'm like, bruh, you doing too much on social media. You need to relax.
Real nigga shit.
Bruh, the next day they kicked this door in. I was like, damn, not my nigga. And he been gone ever since. I ain't seen him since.
Shame.
And then somebody sent me a message from his Instagram talking about put some money on his books.
Pardon me?
I knew that wasn't him.
Why? Because the nerve of him to ask you?
He would never.
Man, let me tell you. When motherfuckers fucked up, girl, they definitely going to ask whoever they think got it. Okay, people be aggressively broke.
Right, but even the way that he was communicating with me, I knew it wasn't him. Mm. Like, you don't talk like that.
But they really probably wanted to give you his information to send the money to.
No.
Look, not
ain't
me.
No way, boy. Ain't no way, boy.
Ain't no way, bruh. All right, y'all. Dave Chappelle's attacker reveals what triggered him at the Hollywood Bowl. So now this man from jail, because he's still in prison, he's still in jail, explained why he was just felt so inclined to hop up on stage and attack
and Dave try
Chappelle.
To kill yes. Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
Because his jokes.
Yes, he said, I wanted him to know that next time he should consider first running his material by the people it could affect. He says, I identify as bisexual, and I wanted him to know what he said triggered. He wanted him to know that what he said triggered him. It doesn't tell. I don't know what the joke was.
So kill him?
Right. And then he said, it also says Lee, who was once homeless, added he was also triggered by another joke Chappelle doled out. About homelessness, explaining, I'm also a single dad, and my son is 5. It's a struggle, and I wanted Dave Chappelle to know it's not a joke. Come on, man. So we attacking celebrities now. We attacking comedians when they make jokes about fucking real life shit. Like, you're not exempt from this pimping.
Right.
Imagine, like, I really think that, and I hope not, the Will Smith and Chris Rock situation, I hope it hasn't opened up like Pandora's box. And when somebody feels slighted in a crowd just based off a joke, or maybe the comedian directs the joke directly at the person on the first row. We jumping on stage and fucking hitting them now?
Well, if y'all do that, y'all see what happened to that nigga. They folded that nigga up like a fan.
Like, in a real way.
Right. So go ahead and jump your ass up there if you want to. That nigga was bent the fuck up. Why his elbow facing forward? Goddamn.
Yo.
Oh, y'all better sit y'all ass back and laugh or don't laugh. Carry your ass home in one piece.
They definitely beat his ass.
They was waiting. I felt like they was waiting on the nigga to jump their stupid ass up there after that Will Smith.
They probably have like, those discussions. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if one day somebody said...
They probably was back there like drinking... pre-workout. What's that shit y'all be drinking before you work out? Like, I wish one of these motherfuckers would. And my baby mama done pissed me off this morning. I'm gonna crack a nigga head today if they do something stupid.
Hey, but imagine them jumping up all at once. You know how shit be just getting shuffled around when motherfuckers be trying to move quick? Motherfuckers right. Like...
That's what they look like they did to his ass. That boy neck was twisted back.
Look, y'all be careful out here. Don't be fucking them comedians. They got big niggas in the back. Right. Dave Chappelle is worth a lot of money. His security, mm-hmm. them niggas is doing overtime on your ass. Just know that.
Right.
They definitely clocked in on that nigga. What do you think about Khloe Kardashian wedding? Did you see the photos?
It looked right for them, people. Travis Barker, he like a, you know, rock guy. I don't know much about them. I know all I know about that man was he was in a plane crash and survived. But he do look like the type that would have like the wedding they had. So
he a vampire.
Kudos to him.
Did anybody else survive the plane crash?
Everybody on the plane survived.
Oh, they all been vampires then. Man, that's like a big ass fucking ritual on the side of a mountain.
It was, you didn't think it was pretty? I mean, the mountain was pretty.
Absolutely, the mountain was pretty. That red carpet was fucking walking through a sea of blood for me, okay? Oh, the fucking God. Dress that she had on.
The white dress or the black
dress? The white dress. And it's like real gothic-like. And I don't recall her being that person. So it's like, are you now transitioning into somebody else?
You know how that go, because this nigga I'm fucking with is a Cowboys fan, and he said he was going to give me a jersey. And I'm going to wear it, too, because I like him. So
now you a Cowboys fan.
But I know as soon as I post the picture, I'm going to have a lot of explaining to do, as much shit as I done talked about the Cowboys over the years. So I get it, Courtney. If you painting your fingernails black now, bitch, I get it.
Girl, ain't no nigga can convert me to a fucking Cowboys fan. Stand up.
You're weak in the knees. Yes, I am, bitch. This nigga is nice. He's nice to me. Ain't none of y'all feeding me. This nigga been feeding me all week. Blue and what's the colors? Blue and white. I'ma wear it.
Yep. Shame.
Sure is. I ain't gonna buy none of it. I let him buy it, but I'm gonna put that shit on if he buy it.
Yeah, that wedding was, it looks like a ritual to me. Yeah, y'all know how I feel about that type of shit. And people were questioning whether or not they were Catholic. No, the motherfuckers got their own church. I wonder what the damn strip should be like in there.
Who got their own church?
The Kardashians. Their mama owns a church in California.
Oh, and what kind of church is it?
I don't know. I don't think it's Scientology. I know it ain't no Catholic damn church. But she has a church, which to me could be, I mean, that's a smart business move, you know, because it's nonprofit. You can hide money in churches. You can wash money in churches. That type of thing. But the motherfuckers on another level. And I'm with that. I mean, I'm saying it's a ritual. Like, I'm not against doing rituals. Right. But them motherfuckers definitely be energy harvesting. I don't give a damn what nobody says. So I looked at the picture like for 2 seconds and that's it. That shit can't get too much of my damn energy. The Kardashians period can't get too much of my damn energy.
No.
Because they definitely...
I want some Skims though. I ain't going to lie.
You saw what Erykah Badu said about them
Badu
panties?
Said,
yeah.
They so she felt like she ain't have no on and pissed in them.
I mean, I just don't wear panties like that anyway. I did buy one of the like control tops, the Skims. Mm-hmm. And that shit was rolling the fuck up. It wasn't.
You got it too small.
It wasn't too small though.
If it roll up.
I feel like all of those things do that, no matter what size I try. They just don't, they don't fit properly.
Stay smooth.
Yeah. It was like one of the thong ones that come up right under your boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The control top.
Look,
thong.
I can understand the back fat rolling that bitch down. I understand that part.
I don't like no control top, nothing. That shit is uncomfortable. Anytime I put something like that on, I end up taking it off in the bathroom and putting it in the trash can once I'm drunk.
Fuck this, I can't breathe, bitch. Bitch's panties definitely be in the trash in the club, dog. I know mine.
If I wear one of them waist trainers, them motherfucking bulletproof vest, and that motherfucker is going in the trash.
I spent too much money on my Spanx, girl. One of my Spanx costs $168. I'll be damned if I put my shit in the trash in the fucking club.
Trash that shit.
Hell no.
I will. Mad that I got it on. Fuck this. I ain't never wearing this bullshit again in my life. Where am I putting myself through this? They gonna get this gut.
Fuck them. I heard they like the gut. I don't know. Niggas definitely be poking at it.
I ain't never had no nigga complain about this little pocket.
Right. It's a love pocket.
Mm-hmm. Niggas be snuggle right up against that meat.
What you think about... What you think about these motherfucking monkeypox?
Girl, I was reading about that shit this morning. It had scared me a little bit because I saw it was a picture and it looked like really gross. But it's not like airborne. You have to come in contact with someone who has it, or you have to touch a lesion or touch something that they have touched. So it's not as contagious as like COVID, where you gotta breathe it in.
Look, it sounds a little herpes-ish to me. I mean,
yeah, it's giving
chickenpox.
It's giving body herpes. Yes, yeah.
Did you have chickenpox as a kid?
Mm-hmm. I got a scar on my forehead right now.
Everybody got a scar, like a face. I don't have no scars on my face. I think I got like one on the back of my leg, but I got chickenpox from my cousin when we was kids. Like everybody had, it looks like chickenpox to me.
Mm-hmm. One of my male friends here, he just had shingles.
And that's all it is like different variants of herpes virus.
Yeah.
Shingles, yeah. Chickenpox, herpes, like monkeypox.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want to know what I think?
Now, that's what we don't want to
know. No, hell no.
Smallpox take niggas out, mm-hmm, for real.
I really feel like all of these old-ass diseases or new shit, it's a motherfucking side effect of the vaccines. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. If you ask, get some monkeypox and check into that. They gonna keep saying, oh, there's all these different variants of COVID coming out. Nah, nigga, it's side effects of people having been vaccinated. All these old-ass diseases popping back up. People who cancer was in remission before, all of a sudden they got cancer again after they had cancer in 15 years at a high rate. I'm not saying that can't happen, right? But it's like at a higher rate now. This shit is wild. And then, you know, what's even more alarming to me, I read an article that says CDC officials sound alarm for gay and bisexual men as monkeypox spreads in the community. Imagine that we tried to get away from the stigma of attaching the HIV virus to the gay and homosexual community, right? But now y'all doing it again blatantly with this monkeypox shit. That's real.
But what if it is, though? What if it is more attached to gay men? We want them to be alert. You know, we don't want to, like, not notify them, like, yo, shit going around in your community a little crazy right now.
They put an article out yesterday.
If you see that nigga, them is not zits. Don't touch that nigga.
Yep. Yeah, the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention on Monday alerted gay and bisexual men that monkeypox appears to be spreading in the community globally, warning people to take precautions if they have been in close contact with someone who may have the virus and to be on the lookout for symptoms. It's a real thing.
Mm.
Do you know?
All I gotta say is use the condom, people. I know that ain't got nothing to do with smallpox, but I just throw it in there. Just a reminder to throw it in there.
Yeah, because we talk about skin contact at this point. It's not a sexually transmitted disease. It's like
it's not.
Skin contact. Okay, so it's June. Juneteenth coming up. Walmart just pulled this goddamn ice cream off the shelves after getting a lot of backlash. And, you know, I saw comments online. Like, people was like, no, I wanted to try it. Are y'all dumb?
Yeah. What? It was trademarked. Juneteenth was trademarked on that box. I don't know how I felt about that. Because once you see that TM on the side, that means it's trademarked. So did Walmart trademark the word Juneteenth?
We can look it up. We can look up the UPSTO on their site to see who has Juneteenth trademarked. I really would like to know, because who's making money? It's a marketing tool now.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's any holiday. Any holiday. Let's keep it real. Any holiday that becomes an official holiday, these large corporations are going to try to capitalize off of it. It's no different than Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day. They're going to make shit. But I saw that they also had some plates and napkin set, which, okay, people have a party. But I don't think they talked to any black people about how they were going to market that. Because they said, it's the freedom for me. It's the freedom for me.
That's what the plate says? That's what it said.
Yeah.
What? Bitch, this is
now, you know, ain't no black person would have said that. It's the freedom for me.
This is a Twilight Zone.
But they probably, but here's the crazy part. Whoever created it probably thought they was doing something good.
When I saw the ice cream, my initial reaction was to go to Google and look up the executives for Walmart. I wanted to know who the fuck was on a board. No black faces, no diversity. This is when dumb shit like this happens. It's no diversity over there. They might have black people in lower level positions, but not the decision makers. Because there ain't no way y'all think this okay.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm annoyed with Walmart. I don't even like they dusty ass anyway. Ugh.
No, I don't buy nothing from... I don't like it. I ain't been to Walmart in a long time, but I also use Instacart at this point. So I don't really go outside for grocery shopping anymore. But if I do, I don't buy anything around the outside of Walmart. Only the inside. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like the middle, because it's going to be cheaper and it's going to be the same products as Publix. But like my meat and vegetables and stuff like that, I go to like Whole Foods or Publix. Not knocking anybody who shop at Walmart. I'm not saying I'm better than y'all or nothing.
I'm scared of Great Value, the Great Value branded stuff. I be feeling like they got a little extra something in there for people who can't afford the name brand shit. They just can put a little extra something in there for your ass. I'm scared of Walmart, honestly. I don't know. Yeah. I shop at Walmart. I prefer Target. Like, I'll go. Really, actually, where I live, Walmart is not convenient for me to even go there. So.
Walmart is a scary place. I don't care what nobody says.
Even the people that be in there be scary. Like, I always get followed in Walmart. Like, you on one aisle. You keep seeing the same nigga following you from aisle to aisle, looking down the aisle. It's always some weird shit like that. That happens to me in any
I feel
Walmart.
Like every time I go to Walmart, I got a fart. And then I be in the aisle and I fart. And then somebody walk up right after I fart. And I be like, damn.
No, Big Lots. Big Lots and Dollar Tree does that to me. Why? Why do I got a fart
That's
when
so
I come
weird. And you swear you by yourself. Then here come this nigga. Boy, all right, get this fart, dude. Get your nosy ass.
How can particular places make you want to fart? I swear Big Lots give me gas. I'm confused.
it's Walmart for me. It's the freedom for me.
He's lighting that damn aisle up, getting my cleaning products. This is stupid, okay?
Let me scurry on the aisle 12. I don't even know why I'm on the 11.
Oh, like, soon as somebody else come in the aisle, you fold your face up like the fart was already there when you came in the aisle. Like, you ain't doing it. Like, oh, girl, you smell that?
Bitch, I know that's you, bitch. Anything else happen? Did you see where Chris Brown, some girl was on a podcast and she was saying that at Chris Brown's house, they were like, basically, if you ain't sucking and fucking, you might as well get the trucking. They kept on rhyming.
I just
and it
that.
Was like they were talking about like basically asking the women to leave if they weren't having sex. So she left. But then Chris Brown replied like, that was probably one of the ones I passed to my friends. I wasn't even, you know.
Wow.
She wasn't even for me.
Look, he just concurred with the shit they was talking.
Basically.
Okay, bitch, y'all know what time it is.
Right.
Y'all think y'all just gonna go to some of these celebrity men house that's just Netflix and chill, like, in a real way? They be wanting to fuck.
Well, I would. Yeah, but that's kind of gross.
It is gross.
I mean,
but
I get it.
They're gross
it
people.
Right. But I hope if y'all bitches is staying, them niggas was paying. Don't be out there. Don't be out there fucking these niggas for clout. At least if you're going to do it, get paid for it.
I really feel like majority of the time they be staying, getting smashed up just to say they did it. And that's really weird.
Yeah, that's stupid.
That's weird to me.
Right.
Get some money, a pack of cigarettes or something.
Right.
I don't like dick that much. I don't like dick
me
that
either.
Much. I don't like,
I need to feel special.
Yeah.
You need to make me feel special.
The hell?
Why would I want to do it to you? Because you run it? But I'm grown. I guess, like, if you're 22 and you've been watching Chris Brown your whole life, you might, like, not want to leave, so you're willing to bust it wide open. I don't know. Get paid, sis. That's all I'm going to say. Don't stay. Don't fuck for clout.
You ever read that book, The Coldest Winter Ever?
Mm-hmm.
You remember when she went to that party in the book and she ended up fucking the wrong nigga because the lights was off? She thought she was smashing, like, the rapper. You know what I'm saying? And when she realized who she actually fucked, it was, like, security.
Damn, she don't love herself.
No, let these hoes tell her they're sexually liberated. Girl, just admit that you be mismanaging your vagina sometimes. Like, it's okay.
Right.
And do better next time.
We have a segment for that, so it's okay.
Send us some dumb bitch stories.
Right.
Because y'all really acting like y'all being smart this summer.
Right, because y'all F-R-E-E, fuck nigga free. I like that song. I can't lie. I be like, in the gym. But I can't sing it in public because I'm a grown-ass woman.
Right. And we just avoiding fuck niggas, like, because everybody ain't a fuck nigga, but we just avoiding them at this point in life.
Mm-hmm.
I like that song. You saw Sweetie hopped on there.
Let's go. I like that part.
They was having fun in that video, okay?
Yeah. Pregnant and all.
With no edges and all.
Ooh. Hey, see, listen, you said that joke. I don't want to fight. I ain't trying to stab nobody.
Y'all, let's go to commercial. We'll be right back.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
All right, y'all, we back. Listen. So, your Lord and Savior, Kevin Samuels, was finally laid to rest Saturday, May 21st. I think we might have briefly mentioned him a couple of weeks ago when it first happened on an episode.
Prior to his death.
Yeah.
No, we haven't spoken of his death.
At all?
Mm-mm.
Damn. Okay. Well, we want to talk about the legacy of Kevin Samuels a little bit for the remainder of the show. And, yeah, what type of legacy did Kevin Samuels leave behind? It's a couple other things I also wanted to discuss regarding black women, you know, because for whatever reason, it just seems like everybody just thinks we have so much hate for this man after his death. But all I see is black women keeping the same energy. That's what you see?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I don't see nobody just blatant. Well, look, if you put Kevin Samuels' name in Google, the first fucking YouTube video comes up is this girl. Her name is, she has like a blog called Nosy Ho. Mm-hmm. H-E-A-U-X, however they spell it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she was going in on his funeral because the funeral, there's a YouTube video of his funeral. They live screamed it, basically, commented mm-hmm. it and all of that. So on Saturday when they, you know, buried him, they live streamed the service. And she was going in.
See, all right, the sad part, all right, obviously it's sad that this man is gone. Like, you know, he's a loss. But what is more said to me is that we don't get to hear. There's a lot of men who agree with the things he has to say about women, and now they don't have that channel to express it. And now we can't hear it anymore, because I think it's important for us to hear these points of view, because if we don't, how are we going to fix it?
Right.
You know?
Well, the points of view so you want to hear the points of view to fix stuff, or you want to hear the points of view from certain type of men so you can stay the fuck away from them? Which one?
Both.
Yeah.
Both, yeah. You know?
I don't know if you guys know what an incel is. And personally, I believe that mostly male incels followed Kevin Samuels. So I'm going to read y'all what an incel is. An incel, it's an involuntary celibate. Okay, a member of an online community of young men who consider themselves unable to attract women sexually, typically associated with views that are hostile toward women and men who are sexually active. An online subculture of men who express rage at women for denying them sex and who frequently fantasize about violence and celebrate mass shooters in online discussion boards. This, like, the feds literally have people on high watch for being incels. You know the guy, the Brooklyn shooter, the guy who shot up the subway station last month, the black guy. His YouTube video was full of this type of activity. His YouTube channel was full of this type of activity. He had like a an alias on Facebook, same type of shit. Like, this nigga was just mad because now here you are, this 60-year-old man who probably just never had access to the pussy you wanted. You know what I'm saying? Right. He probably could get ratchet pussy.
Always had to pay for it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, men like to say women are shallow. I really feel like, and I think I said this before, I really feel like men are way more shallow than women. You can see, you could catch a fine-ass woman with an ugly dude any day. Right. Because we like men for different reasons. But have you really ever seen like a highly attractive man with a super unattractive woman?
Yeah.
How often, though? It's not often.
It's not as often. But I've seen, like, it used to be this girl that worked with me. And she used to have like pimples just busting on her face while she talking.
Like, like cystic acne.
Like just exploding on her face in mid conversation.
He was dodging pus.
Right. You don't want to be rude, but you're trying to get out the way of the pus flying. But when I tell you this bitch had a fine ass man, he was fine as hell. But he also was broke as hell. And she was had a bag and she was taking
and
care
that's
of him.
And that's not the woman that he really wants. That's what he can get. Even though he's fine, he doesn't want to show up to the woman he actually wants with nothing. So he sticks with her because she's accepting of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have these incels, like I said, the men who haven't had the opportunity to fuck who they wanted since high school. A lot of them followed Kevin Samuels' rhetoric. And Kevin Samuels wasn't even talking about them. Y'all not the high-value men that he was talking about. But they use his rhetoric.
He probably would, like, if y'all would have called in, he probably would have lit y'all ass up.
Yes, and he did.
Right.
Because we already know that the first, I don't know how many, Kevin Samuels has been on YouTube for a decade. But his his rhetoric was geared towards men and helping them improve their image for the majority of the time. It wasn't until 2 years ago.
This last 2 years.
Yes. Yeah, when he got that one girl in there, and I always mention her because she wasn't asking for much. She made $100,000 as a pet groomer, and she just wanted a man to also make that. Because what I do know is that I don't suggest any woman to just straight up struggle with a man. They're going to, a lot of times, this is why we see the rappers hate their first baby mama. Because that, guess what? That woman knows that nigga dirty draws. And they resent them bitches that know their struggle. They resent the women that saw them not be their best. And they get the check and they go on and they buy the bitch that they always wanted. That's what happens. So yeah, you can you can compromise, you can meet a man where he's at, but I feel like as a woman, like your main goal should be to find the best suitable mate possible. That's what we do as women. But in the black community, for whatever reason, we're being asked to dumb our standards down so that these men can get pussy. No.
And we doing it too. Y'all better stop doing that shit.
Yeah, because when they come over here to me and Tam, it's in fucking inflation. It's inflation over here. We need shit.
Right, and now,
the fuck?
And now you mad.
Yeah, because that bitch had coochie coupons. It ain't no coupons over here, girl. This is Hermes. The fuck?
Ain't no coupons.
It's foreign. No.
But listen, it ain't no coupon starting out. But if you're doing right and doing good and treating me good and making me feel special and making me feel love, it might be some coochie coupons come shooting your way.
Check your email. Check a spam box, nigga.
I remember one year I made my boyfriend a book of coupons, and it had all kind of different shit in it. It was like,
that's cute.
One free head without I can't remember what I was like. It just said like stupid shit like head with no conversation about it, just like right on the spot head, or a back massage or a foot rub.
I like that. Ooh.
And it was a book of coupons. But I remember one time he had tried to pull out one of them dick sucking coupons in the middle of an argument. I was like, bitch, fuck. I slapped that book out.
That shit expired, nigga. Fuck you. You ain't checked for the expiration date, nigga.
You better read the fine print at the bottom.
And it cannot be combined with other offers, nigga. Fuck you.
I did it though.
That's cute. I like that.
I had to honor my coupon book, but that was the maddest head I ever gave in my life. Like, pull your dick out. Pull it out.
No, you did not get that nigga some angry head. Boy, he should have been scared. Yep. You know, imagine niggas be acting like they scared of us, but they still eat from us. And y'all still let us suck y'all dick with these teeth. But y'all scared that we gonna do something to y'all. You eat this food, nigga. I could have been poisoned your ass 5 years ago.
Right. Oh, I know a girl who used to, like, not poison her boyfriend, but, like, kind of.
Sleepy pills or something?
Like, she used to put, I can't remember. Like, I used to do her hair. This was years ago in England. And she was an island girl. Some of y'all be crazy sometime. Because she used to put something in his food that would make him have to poop. Real bad.
What?
So he wouldn't want to go to the club. He had plans to go out, and she would like put a little castor oil or fish oil or something in the food extra, so he wouldn't want to go out. I'd be like, bitch, that is crazy. Stop doing that before you make that man sick for real. She like, he okay, girl. He okay. That was my island girl, imitation. Then she used to, one time she set him on fire in the bed.
Oh, no. That bitch, I hope she in jail.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope she in jail, too.
I hope she in jail.
Because she said she had poured alcohol on his stomach and then lit it while he was asleep. That's crazy.
Well, I mean, alcohol ain't going to, once it's burned all the alcohol, it's not like the fire going to stay on you. But who does that? But that's like, yeah, somebody wake up to that. Like, you not realizing.
Wake up in your stomach on fire. Leave that bitch alone.
She was burning that nigga
up. She need to be in the jailhouse. Yeah.
Oh, hell no. See?
Not giving you bitches any ideas.
And look, I bet you he stayed with her for a long time. You know why? Because niggas love crazy. Mm-hmm. If you being cool.
They might be married with kids now.
Yes. If you being cool, calm, collected.
And sweet.
Niggas do not like that shit, dog.
You got to show a little crazy. Not like, don't set a nigga on fire, but just threaten to.
Shame. So what kind of legacy you think Kevin Samuels left? Like, do you think, like, I saw a fucking club on Clubhouse called the Samuelites. Okay.
Damn. Like the Israelites?
Yes.
Damn, this nigga biblical.
Yo.
But the fact that he has that big following, which means that there is a large amount of men who agree with his ideals.
But it wasn't, he didn't get popular amongst the men until he was calling women Big Shirleys, though.
Right, exactly. So that means there's a lot of men who are feeling resentment towards women for whatever reason. And we need to get to the bottom of what that is so we can come back together, because we are very divided. And I think he didn't make us more divided. I think he just was showing us how divided we really are. You know,
so you think that's why Kevin Samuels was put on earth?
Mm-hmm.
To show black men and women how divided we are?
Yeah, at this point, he just illuminated what was already there. It wasn't like he created these people. These people already existed, and these feelings that they had already existed. And all he did was shine a light on them. Shine a light on them. That's all he did.
I don't know. You know, when I see videos like... you know, recently this black woman, this guy, he just finally got arrested, I think Saturday or Sunday over the weekend, this white guy in Jacksonville. He attacked this black girl in the gas station. Did you watch the video clip?
I did see
it. Did you realize there was a black man there?
I did see that.
You know, that's a problem for me.
Let me just say this. At first, I was like, he a weak-ass, bitch-ass nigga when I saw that because he didn't do shit. But then there's another part of me that felt like, what if he was scared? What if he not no fighter? You know, we can't just assume just because a man is a black man that he's automatically ready to stand up for black women. Some of these niggas is really just scared. You know, everybody ain't built with that warrior mentality. Everybody ain't built to be a savior. Or what if he was like, I got kids to live for. I can't get involved in other people's shit. You know, like, he only had a really quick second to even think about it. So I just, like, at first I was ready to, like, rake him over the coals, like, but then the other half of me is like, you know, we don't know if this nigga can fight. He's like, man, he beating her ass. What he gonna do to me? I can't fight at all.
You're in a store. Pick up a whole fucking shelf full of chips and clean the motherfucking register with that white boy.
Yeah, I wouldn't, that's what I would want.
Listen, I would be all over that man like an ant, even if we both about to lose. I guess that's the warrior in me, because I couldn't be in a gas station and see a white man attack a black woman like that,
and I'm not jumping. Just stand there.
I'm jumping in. A matter of fact, I don't have to fight. I'm going to the motherfucking car. I got two pistols in there. I'm coming back.
I'm in my purse. I'm gonna pop.
You said I didn't carry that gun without a damn license to carry with a concealed
weapon.
Girl,
why is you telling my business to the streets? I ain't say that part.
But look, luckily we live in South Carolina and North Carolina, because you don't need a license to carry. We can have that shit. You don't need a concealed weapons permit. You could just have that shit on your person, however you want. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So your ass is getting stewed in the gas station.
Yeah.
But I think this is what, and I'll say that me as a black woman, I don't feel that I'm not protected, right? But as a collective, we aren't protected. I understand how a lot of black women may feel like that. I pick protectors. I pick niggas that's gonna set shit off if need be. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when you out by yourself, I mean, it's nothing you can do. So you gotta have some. You have to have protection. When I was in Jamaica, the fucking cleaning ladies came. We was eating breakfast. The cleaning ladies came out there laughing and carrying on because they was turning the bed up, like making the bed up and stuff. And they was like, "Who slept on this side of the bed?" I'm like, "Me, girl. They had my fucking knife." They was laughing because I had a knife under the pillow. Like, motherfucker ain't gonna never catch me slipping, even while I'm asleep. You hear me?
Right. I had a doctor's appointment for my MS, and they asked you all these questions about your mental health too. And she was like asking me how safe I felt, and I was like, "Well, I don't really feel safe." And she was like, "Oh, well, what do you do to like combat that?" And I was like, "Well, I carry a gun. And I have a metal pole with a hook in it by my bed. And I have weapons, like,
hidden,
strategically placed throughout my house." And she was like, "You need to see a therapist."
No.
Like, "You don't need all of that." She's like, "Just put a glass bottle in front of your door, so if someone comes in, the bottle will break." And then what, bitch?
Is she white?
Hope they cut their feet in glass and like, oh, and then run out the door. No, bitch, I got this shit all over the place.
That's so insensitive, because I can understand why white women feel protected in America. If them motherfuckers cry wrong, somebody coming. Okay?
Right.
We don't have that luxury. You know, we literally gotta look over our shoulders at whoever. Black man, white man, Asian man, whoever. There's a lot of missing black women in America.
Like, obviously, we all need therapy, but because I don't feel safe and because I have weapons all over my house, that means I need therapy. Girl, get out of my face.
There is a lot of missing black women in America, and nobody's fucking looking for us. Right. I'm not going to say that's the white man doing that, because we already know that most crimes happens, you know, to people in close proximity, right? Mm-hmm. And we already also know that a lot of times things that happen to black women, it be, you know, by the hands of somebody they know personally.
Right. And sometimes, you know, like this show, you get some scary DMs.
Yep.
Do you get scary DMs yes. sometimes? Like,
and I leave the ass on yep. red. Not yeah. even red. I don't even, because usually it comes up in that request box. I don't say mm-hmm. nothing back.
Yeah, man. People be kind of like creepy. You can't be too safe. You can't feel too safe. Black or white woman, like y'all might have this illusion of safety, but y'all ain't exactly safe either,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
See, y'all better hide that knife next to the pillow.
Listen, I've never lived without having like in the couch, I got a little something in there just in case this mm-hmm. is where they try to get me at. In my car, like, I got a big dumbass knife with a compass on it. Like, just in case I get lost, bitch. For real.
So, you know, all right, so this pole I have by the bed, or you know how when you move in, they have the boxes where you could just hang all your clothes on it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a wardrobe box, so you don't have to, like, fold the clothes. You just hang it up. So, on the ends, it has, like, two hooks, the hook on the side of that box. So, after I finished moving, I pulled up. I was like, oh, this is a good weapon. And I done kept it.
Yeah, poke somebody eye out. Listen, you can...
You hit somebody with that hook in, they gonna change their mind real quick. Like, you know what? I don't even need to be here.
Right. She about to win. Yo, I'm gonna hurt you. That's all I know. I'm gonna hurt you. I am going to hurt you.
If you're trying to hurt me or anyone I love, that is the goal.
Yes.
But I'm like, I never have no desire to hurt nobody, and I hope I never have to use that hook in on nobody's ass.
Girl.
But it's just the world we live in. That girl was just trying to get gas, and she asked that man, could he back up off her?
Mm-hmm.
And he punched her in the face like 10 times.
With black women under attack the way we are, we don't need a black man having a platform disparaging us. We don't need it. Because what you show in other communities of men, that you don't protect us, that you don't give a fuck about us, and it doesn't matter what happens to us because we're loud, obnoxious, and all these different random ass things that they like to say.
Like that means
yes, because the last recording, like one of the last things Kevin Samuels was saying is that if you are a black woman 35 or older, you are leftovers. That's what, you know, like your leftovers, don't nobody want you. That means nobody's checking for you. That means we don't have anybody to protect us, right? In his mind. I don't have a problem getting men. Never, ever had a problem getting men. So I don't know what the fuck he was talking about. And I mean, I guess if it doesn't apply, let it fly. But as a collective, the shit was fucking dangerous. And, you know, the universe came through swiftly. God, mm-hmm. Yeah, so I to all the incels out there, y'all niggas better be careful. Because if you run into me, I'm going to send you to your maker. Let's just make that clear. And then we don't have the protections from the government as black people as a whole, period. And I just wanted to put this out here because we're going to wrap up in a little bit. But I wanted to talk also, because we're talking about, you know, the protections of black people, protection of black men. Let me take this back right quick. You know what I looked up last night? Because I was trying to figure out, you know, what's the current update? And nobody's talking about it. You know, Brittany, what's her name? Brittany Griner, the WNBA mm-hmm. star. Do you realize mm-hmm. she's still in custody in Russia since February?
Yeah.
No updates. Nobody's thinking about her. Nobody's talking about her. Like, she could very well be a prisoner of war right now.
They said, like, I think her team made a mural on the basketball court for her, and that was supposed to do something, child.
I mean, we already know the WNBA is not as powerful as the NBA. You let LeBron James have been fucked up over there. LeBron James would be home.
They have a motherfucking Top Gun on the way out there.
They fuck want to go to war with Russia over LeBron James.
Right.
That man makes them a lot of money.
They're sending Tom Cruise motherfucking ass on a plane.
On a boat, bitch. On a speedboat. Okay. They would have somebody building a little tunnel under the jail to get him out there like Chapo. Like, mm-hmm. this would really be happening. But because this
is... And this is over a vape, y'all.
Yes.
A vape.
Yes. It just was wrong timing. Bad timing for her to have that vape on her because of the
Honestly,
tensions.
I just feel like it was a bad time to be in Russia, period, as an American.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because they was looking for, let American do anything. Bitch, you spit on the ground wrong, we're going to lock your ass up.
And nobody's spoken to her. They don't have access to her. So is she alive?
No. So when I heard she was, I mean, we don't know how true it is, but that she was okay. But she going to have a good testimony if we can get sus back.
Yeah, because she's facing up to 10 years, they're saying. They dragging this because she's a black woman.
Because she's a black woman, she's an NBA, and she's American.
Yes.
Because I think if she was a black woman with no status, they probably would have slapped her on the wrist and let her go.
This is real wicked, man. And nobody's like... It is. We don't have protections. We don't have protections.
Or what about... Let's get into it. The Buffalo shooting of all those older black people. I think it was like one or two young black people, but most of them were elders.
The six were elderly black women.
Yeah. And I feel like we aren't, as black people, aren't outraged enough. And white people are just not saying shit. I don't feel like, you know, how people were so in uproar about Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. Like, it was more outrage about that than this.
Absolutely.
And that's scary.
Yes.
That's scary.
I want to remind people that kind of around this time last year, March 16th, to be exact, 2021, a white male entered an Asian spa and murdered 7 Asian people. Okay?
Yeah, that was awful.
The bill was introduced by Senator Mazie Hirono, I think that's how you pronounce her last name, on March 23rd, just 7 days after the shooting. And just like that, Biden signed an executive order to sign the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act into law on May 20th. Exactly 120 days of him being in the fucking office. This is what he does for the Asian community. I want to note now that the bill was also sponsored by all Democratic representatives, right? Black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we did get the anti-lynching bill, the Emmett Till anti-lynching bill. How long we been trying to get something like that into play? And niggas is still being lynched in 2022. Let's be clear. That's why we still need a anti-lynching bill in 2022, because we were being lynched then and we're still being lynched now. I know y'all heard about, especially in 2020, all these people hanging from trees and shit throughout the country. You had a black man who just got lynched by some co-workers. I think, was that in Buffalo? Where was that? I got to look that up. But I know they didn't charge the white guys. His wife dropped him off to go hunting with a group of white guys from his job. Well, one of the guys was from his job. It was the white guy from his job and his friends. 9 white men. This one black man. They found his body riddled with fucking bullets, mostly in the back. But they're trying to tell, they told the police that he was the aggressor. It sounds like he was running away. It sounds like y'all was hunting him.
Right.
That's what it's given. His wife said as soon as she dropped him off, she was trying to call his phone and he wasn't answering. 24 hours later, she's to go back and pick him up. He's dead. Damn, you have that black woman in Georgia who got essentially lynched and killed by a group of friends. And you could tell by that picture. You remember? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
At the slumber party?
Yeah.
So now we finally get an anti-lynching bill. That's only if it's lynched, like a group of white, like a hate crime type thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking within 4 months, the Asian community is able to put something set in stone that if you fuck with them, you're going to jail for up to 30 years. We don't have that. Now, right now, there's a petition out there for a black hate bill. Before I move on now, just right quick. They also got $50 million with this anti-Asian hate bill.
Who got it?
The Asian community. The money goes to American Rescue Plan for... Okay, it says Department of Health and Human Services is allocating $49.5 million from the American Rescue Plan to a new grant program for community-based, culturally specific services and programs for survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault who face additional barriers to services and safety. And this is for Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander communities only.
Only.
Mind you, all of these people exist in America because of our efforts with the civil rights movement. Everybody piggyback off any movement we've ever had. And, you know, before they had this Asian bill come up, they was asking us to when those Asians got murdered in Atlanta, they were asking the black community to join hands with the Asians because they in their time of need. Nobody fucking shows up for us.
No, people do.
Who?
You don't feel like, I don't feel like nobody
the black people in Congress, our black representatives, why haven't they pushed? The Asian woman came through and did what she was supposed to do for her community. But why are our representatives not pushing for all of these years? Why don't we
Maybe some are, but maybe they're being, you know,
then we
cut off and stopped and
it's some bullshit.
Held back.
I'm not giving them excuses because guess what? We're the government. We pay them. I'm not giving them no excuses. Now, also, I want to also mention with this situation in Buffalo, that little boy had, I think they said it was 78 pages or 178 page manifesto, right? And he just mentioned Jewish people in his manifesto. And I want people to recognize that this happened. This just happened. Introduced on May 17th. The House passed. This resolution calls on elected officials, faith leaders, and civil society leaders to condemn anti-Semitism in all forms. It also calls for renewed efforts to combat Semitism domestically, globally, and online. So they're now coming with another bill that's going to get passed into law soon. Where's ours? Do you see what I'm saying? Those motherfuckers got mentioned in a manifesto and got that going.
Yeah.
We actually got killed in the grocery store.
Right.
Where's the outrage? T.I., where T.I. at? And, you know, I also don't like these images because I don't want it to fuck with my psyche. I don't want to see it. Right.
Well, it's too late. You didn't. I seen it.
I didn't watch that. I saw what I realized what it was, and I cut it off. Because it's energy harvesting. They want us to stay in this down state, right? To fuck our vibe up. We just can't let that stuff affect us in that way. But we gotta figure something out as a people, man. Because, you know, there's always these arguments between the black community and the African community. You know, people see how we're divided because we're not the same people. When something happens to Asians in America, Asia come through for their people. When something happens to black Americans in America, ain't nobody coming through for us. We on a fucking island by ourselves, literally. Turtle Island, America. That's where we at. We by ourselves.
Yeah.
So now if we don't have black men in America and black women in America on one fucking cord, we're doomed. We're doomed. I hope nobody else like a Kevin Samuels rises up because people could say, oh, yeah, good. He says some good stuff, da-da-da. He says some bad stuff, da-da-da. We don't need none of that shit. And we definitely don't need anybody showing our dirty laundry to other communities of people because Kevin Samuels is not the first of his kind. There were,
but
go ahead.
But see, that's where I disagree because I feel like if we don't talk, if we don't have these conversations, how are we gonna fix it?
They don't need to. Let me tell you the difference. What I was just about to say, Kevin Samuels isn't the first person to talk shit about women online, right? The only difference is that he put a description on a woman. Mm-hmm. You have a slew of white men who have these same platforms, right? But it's given who they're talking about. They never have to say white women because guess why? They don't go outside their race for real. But you got our men, black men, get up on a fucking platform and they specifically say black women. The white men don't do that. They don't single their women out. Even when they talking shit about them, they don't do that for the public to see. They still, you still would think that they're one.
Yeah, but we're not one.
That's what I'm saying.
For a long time.
That's what
so
I'm saying.
As long as we don't, that's why we need to have these conversations with people who feel differently than we do. You know, who think differently than we do, and why they feel this way, and why are you so angry, and why do you hate black women so much, or why do I feel like you hate black, maybe you don't feel like you hate black women, but I feel like you hate black women based on the things you're saying. How can we have these open dialogues so we can understand each other? Because there is an issue. You know, there
I don't
is
know
a
these
issue.
Niggas in real life, but they exist. And it's scary to me that there's a black woman out here having to deal with them. That's scary to me.
It's a lot of black women having to deal with their monkey ass. Like,
girl, I don't know. I want to have more. I want to talk more about this type of stuff. But I want a black man on.
Listen, at the end of the day, man, we love black men. We don't hate y'all. We just want to figure out how we can be better as a unit, as a people in this country.
Therapy. Black women, we go into therapy. We had problems with our mamas too. But I'm in these conversations. Like, I know people, I always be talking about Clubhouse, but that's where you can see these personalities the most. Mm-hmm. A nigga was complaining on Clubhouse about his mama because as a child, he wasn't able to touch the thermostat in the house. Y'all don't know what that could do to a boy as a man. What? Do you understand? And I said, wait a minute, let's unpack this. Do you understand why you couldn't touch the thermostat? Your mom, if you said your mom was a single parent, right? And then he said, he actually gave his father an excuse why he wasn't there, right? But the person that stayed, the person that did mm-hmm. their best to take care of you, this is who you blame. And this is why you have problems with women as an adult, because you haven't forgiven your mama for whatever traumas you think she may have imposed on you. Just trying to do her best. She still showed
right,
up
like
every
she's
day.
She's just trying to make sure the lights stay on.
Exactly. Like, you better be lucky and happy you had a thermostat in your house, because a lot of other black boys didn't grow up with one. And guess what? They appreciate their mamas, you fucking brat.
Right.
Imagine you being mad because you couldn't adjust, because you couldn't be as comfortable as you wanted to be as a child. That's what it boils down to, comfortability.
Mm-hmm. How old was this man?
These are grown 35-year-old men, okay? And then you run into all these women in your adulthood who, you know, they're trying to do their best for you too. But you harboring all these issues towards your black mama. How about y'all go to fucking therapy and stop blaming women for some shit? Let's try that.
Yeah, I need to go back. My only issue when I was going to therapy is I just didn't feel like I was receiving anything. All I did was a whole bunch of unpacking and then just letting shit sit at the surface. And it was no tools. There are no tools to cope with the shit that you're having me unpack.
The thing is that that's what, you know, you remember you was like, what's the work? What's the work? It's that shadow work is healing your inner child. Those things that you went through as a child that may be triggering in your life now, you have to realize that's not you no more. You know, you're not right. That child anymore.
I get that, but I just felt like I'm just pulling all this shit to the forefront. Mm-hmm. And now what? What are we doing with it? What, you know, like, I'm just.
But at least you can.
Regurgitate.
Not really regurgitate. Do you feel like the conversations you have with your therapist, that you can you have those conversations with a friend?
Yeah, I felt like I wasn't doing nothing that I wouldn't have done with my best friend. If the conversation
you might
arose.
Need to find a new therapist then, because it
yeah that's what I, and that's why yeah. I felt like I needed to find someone who
and it might be a spiritual maybe a spiritual more of a like a spiritual guider as opposed to like a just traditional therapist, because we know what schools they go to and the school of thought mm-hmm. they come from. It's some white person shit. We are mm-hmm. different. We need a different type of therapy as black people, I believe.
Yeah. So it wasn't giving what it needed to give, honestly.
Yeah. I don't know, but let's get a nigga on here and have this deep dive.
you know who we need to have in here? And he's going to ruffle some feathers, probably ours.
What?
Jonathan.
Girl, let me tell you, don't fucking play with me.
Jonathan he really understands that the manosphere and that ideology and how they think, and maybe having a conversation with him could help.
Well, the last conversation I had with him, he wanted to get the fuck off the phone with me because I just was playing with him. Like, he has so much trauma. He has so much trauma. He has a lot of trauma. We can have him on here. But he has a lot of trauma.
Who don't?
Not, I don't have trauma to the point to where I can't. I just don't want to. Like, I just, it's a brick wall. Like, soon as I see that thing, brick wall. That's not how my trauma works. It's not a brick wall.
Yeah, but everybody ain't the same. You know?
Yeah. But he be picking fights with us. We can have him on if y'all want to see a fucking.
That's why it'd be interesting.
A fucking fight. If y'all want to fight, vote for Jonathan to come on, because we gonna fight. I actually want to do that one in person so we can fucking fight, okay? I don't be fighting men, y'all, in real life. Now you cut some fucking wigs up and shit, now I might jump on your ass.
That part,
I don't know, but I don't know.
That's it. I don't want to talk about this shit, man.
Why is it heavy-hearted?
Yeah, it's so heavy. Next week we talking about fucking and doing cartwheels. That's it.
I'm down for that. Hey, look, we definitely need a fun episode. I feel like shit was just too serious this whole damn year so far.
Yeah, man. But it's like, you want to have a fun episode, but it's like, are you going to overlook all the real shit that's going on around you just to have fun? Next week we are. Yep. Next week, I don't give a fuck what happened. The episode just going to be about at the red light, twerking on the head like, hey, hey, hey. That's it.
All right, y'all. We about to get the fuck up out of here. Listen, if you enjoyed this episode, please tune in. And we appreciate y'all for tuning in, all our loyal listeners. Y'all tune in every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts at. This is your co-host, AJ Holiday 2.0. Y'all can follow me on Instagrams. Every place, I'm just AJ Holiday, okay? Mm-hmm.
Y'all, it's official Tam Bam on Instagram. Y'all follow me. I love y'all. Come back and see us next week. We'll be right here, same place, same time. Y'all remember to speak now.
And never, black women, never hold your motherfucking peace. I don't care what they say. Okay, it's a reason why we this way. Have a good day.
Everybody.
I'm rapping,
everybody.
Bitch. I'm rapping. You heard it?
She a rapper. Everybody, never hold your peace. That's how we gonna get it together. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.